Got it, Rex. Alex speaking.
Hey, Alex. My name's Ewan. I called you a few weeks ago about a car I bought a little while ago, but Christian has quote a new clutch for it.
Yeah, sure. What car is it, man?
It's an model year 14, so it's an onwards STI.
So 2014 STI.
Yeah, VA.
VA, yep. And standard car?
No, it's standard as far as the clutch is concerned, though. It's had a map and stuff done. That's about it.
Okay, right. And you just want a OEM replacement, heavy duty organic, like a one stage one, so to speak.
This is where your expertise comes in. I am an ex-mechanic, so I know there's options, but this has had an aftermarket clutch put in it, and it's just so heavy. I can normally live with it, but I have a stress fracture in my left leg, mm-hmm. and it's aggravating it. That's the only reason I'm getting it changed.
I need
the heaviest duty clutch I can get away with that still retains an OEM pedal feel.
Okay, well, the heaviest OEM that we can do without going, you know, something that's noticeably heavier in the pedal is essentially a HD Organic from Exceedy.
Okay.
We can normally supply and fit those for around about the $2,200 marker. And that includes machining the flywheel, a new clutch fork, and the labour, et cetera, to do it all.
Yeah. And what's the OEM clutch installed cost?
Very similar, probably slightly more expensive. I just need to double check again. We don't do a great deal of them anymore in the six speeds because the pricing point is a little bit over the top. You can get Exceedy OEM replacements for the same price as a heavy duty. But if you're talking about going OEM, I'd suggest go full OEM then.
Okay.
Just the plate materials are different.
Oh, right. Yeah. So you prefer the actual OEM.
Because you'll just get a buttery smooth clutch, whereas Exceedy replacements are a little bit generic. The only time we use Exceedys is when we need to go to a slightly heavier clamp load.
Okay, otherwise you just go OEM.
Correct.
Yeah, what do you sort of, so OEM clutch,
mm-hmm.
what would be your limit for that? As in power-wise?
Oh, they'll do, you know, your 200 kilowatt marker at the wheels pretty happily.
Oh, okay. Even I think more. This is a little bit, oh, yeah, this has got a flex tune in it.
Ah, okay, yeah, no. So if you've got a flex tune, I'd definitely be suggesting going to a heavy duty.
I wonder if that's what it's already got in it, though.
I mean, it might just be on a wear point where it's, you know, once they age, they do get heavier.
Yeah.
Even the factory ones do it.
Okay, like this is pretty heavy. Like it's everyone comments like fuck, you know, yeah.
Yeah. might be on its way out, man.
Yeah, maybe. What are the chances? Maybe I just swing in and get you guys to feel it and see if it's like. There's no point doing it if it's like if you put your foot on it and go, they're all like this.
Yeah,
you
can
know
do.
What I mean?
Can do.
And then especially because I'd hate for you guys to order parts and shit in like that, you know.
We generally carry all the stuff here anyway.
Oh, okay. Cool.
OE clutch is the only one that might be an anomaly, but if you wanted an OE clutch, we'd just get that in. But the Exceedy stuff's generally on shelf.
Oh, yeah, cool. What about those kits I see around that like include a flywheel and everything?
Like a light and flywheel scenario?
Yeah, they all right or?
They're not too bad. They're not crazy light, so they don't make too much of a difference. So it's not like it causes the car to stall or anything like that. I think it's a little bit bitier if I had to pick at it. It's got a good, the one good aspect is it's got a billet ring gear in it. So it's part of the flywheel as opposed to being shrunk on. But much of a muchness, man, really. I mean, the flywheels are $650, so it just adds a little bit to the cost.
Okay.
I'm partial to it.
You're partial. All right. Maybe I'll just, can I just call any time or do you need to?
Give us a quick bell and just say, hey, guys, I'm just going to swing past. Has anyone got 5 minutes now? Just because, I'd hate for you to come here and then you have to end up standing around 40 minutes whilst we find some time.
While you're doing shit. Yeah, that's all right. Okay, that's cool. Because I'm heading out that way on Wednesday.
Okay.
So, and how soon can you do it if I get it in once I go for it?
We're about 3 weeks out.
3 weeks. Okay, cool. Awesome. Also, I need the right-hand engine mount because that's broken. I've already done the left-hand one. I was hoping the right-hand one was okay, but... when I was in there, I was like, oh, that's broken as well. But obviously, I can't get into that easily without pulling a bunch of shit off.
Yep. Yeah, a little bit challenging.
Yeah, but I guess if you got the box out, maybe you can probably get to that bolt pretty easy.
The bolt's easy. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But that's, with it all in place, it's like shit. Do you guys just use OEM mounts for that as well?
We normally go to a group ends. So OEM replacement in a sports series, which SDI call group ends, is just a slightly higher duro rubber. It doesn't cause too much vibration in the car. But if you're pedantic about how the car feels and you don't want to lose the complete OEM feel, then stick with complete OE mounts. I have never had anyone complain about a group end.
No, you probably wouldn't.
We've put in hundreds of these things.
And they actually last instead of these OEM
well,
ones?
It's your best, again, stage one upgrade without going to a bolt through mount, which obviously changes how the car feels completely.
Oh, of course, yeah.
So it might be a bit too agricultural. But yeah, that's it, man. Simple as that.
All right. And do you have a cost for those as well?
Around about $250 for a pair, roughly. And normally saying, like, if we're fitting them without doing any other work, it's normally around about 3 hours labor. But because you're pulling the gearbox down, we're only doing one mount. We're doing two mounts, actually, if we're changing it for group ends, because you don't want a group end on one side and not the other.
I should have just put a brand new one on the other side.
Yeah.
brand new OEM, which costs more than that, so shit.
Yeah. Bugger.
I'm just going to take... I know, it'll have witness marks on it, can't return it. all right, cool. All right, I'll pop in Wednesday, and I'll come see you and suss it all out.
Not a problem.
Thanks, mate.
You're welcome.
Cheers, mate. See ya.